Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The lawyers call Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to get you off the wrong road that will lead you to destruction, to the terrible place called hell, and to put you on the right road, to up the straight and narrow way to heaven. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some wonderful services in time past. Amen. Anointing services with the inmates. Praise God. And I'm telling you, we're looking forward for the Lord to continue to bless as we go into the jails and prisons some more. Amen. We have this powerful message here on the broadcast talking about the names of God. Praise the Lord. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of this powerful message. Those you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune in today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Yes, God has a name. We talk about His wonderful glory that describe His marvelous glory. Praise God. Those names, Jehovah, which is the true God. There is no other God besides Him. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, God is almighty. He's powerful. Praise God. Amen. Therefore, we ought to love Him because He is good. He's merciful. He sent His Son Jesus into the world to save men and women, boys and girls, from their sins. Jesus come to change people's lives. He gave His life on Calvary's cross, shedding His blood, and rose again on the third day, being alive forevermore. He's both the Son of God and He's the Son of Man. I'm telling you, He's our high priest. He's our connection to God. Because Jesus said in St. John 14:6, He said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come to the Father but by Me. You must go through Jesus to get to the Almighty God. That's the reason why I'm a Jesus man. And I lift up Jesus, promote Jesus, praise God. Amen. And I'm telling you, Jesus will clean your life up and change you. You don't have to be a slave to sin. You don't have to be, amen, burning down, trying to struggle against the sins of the flesh, and this flesh takes over. But Jesus will set you completely free from the bondage of sin. I'm telling you, because Jesus whipped the devil at Calvary. Yes, He did. He whipped Satan at Calvary and took the keys from him of death, hell, and the grave. And therefore, Jesus got power, praise God. And when He comes in us, He give us power, Holy Ghost power, to crush Satan under our feet and have power to live in this world, this evil world, with victory and power over the devil, praise God. Amen. Jesus come to set you free. That's the reason why He said in St. John 8:36, for he that the Son set free is free indeed.
Jesus come to set you free from the bondage of sin so that you can be a child of God living for him with great joy in your soul because the Lord done set you free because you're on your way to heaven. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go get to the lesson. Let's make us go back to Exodus 20:7, Missionary Velvet. Let's see what the Bible says.
Thou shalt not take the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
Thou shalt not take the Lord thy God name in vain. See, the devil don't want you to hear the good news of the gospel, that Jesus come to save you from your sin. He wants you to stay in bondage. There are so many Christians feel like they must remain in bondage. Act like they can't get free from their sins. They feel like grace will cover their shortcomings. Grace is going to give them an excuse to think they're going to slip into heaven still being a sinner. But there is no Bible that will support that theory or that teaching. Jesus come to save you from your sins. And I'm telling you, and when he saves you from your sins, he takes sin out of you and place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ. That's the new birth, being born again. So that you can be a child of God. And when you become a child of God, you will not take the Lord's name in vain. No cursing. Because the Lord done change your life and clean up your conversation. True saints do not use profanity. And I'm putting on radio so people can understand that. When Jesus saved you, the sin comes out. The devil comes out. And Jesus moves in. And as Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, you women too, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things, all that evil talking, all that taking the Lord's name in vain, all that cursing, all of that evil stuff goes out. And the new man comes in, which is Jesus. Comes in. And the things you used to do, you don't do no more. You used to take the Lord's name in vain, but you don't take the Lord's name in vain no more. Because you are a changed individual. The Lord done clean your conversation up. And therefore you can speak truth out your lips. No more telling lies. You'll be able to tell the truth because Jesus made the change in you. Praise God. That's when you're truly born again and a child of God. You see, the change takes place on the inside. And it shows on the outside. Because Jesus brings forth a change. Amen. Because when people take the name of the Lord in vain, speak evil of holiness, feel like they got to sin all their days, then they'll die in their sins. And if you die in your sins, it's impossible for you to enter into heaven. But I want to let you know Jesus come to bring you out of sin so that you can serve the Lord like you're supposed to in holiness and in righteousness all the days of your life. Because Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things, not some things, but all things become new. So I'm telling you, who are you going to believe? What some preachers say? What some so-called lukewarm Christians say? Or are you going to believe what this Bible says? I'm a Bible man. I'm a Bible preacher. I believe what that Bible says. That's why I preach the Bible here on the broadcast. To let you know Jesus will change your life. And you won't be the same anymore. Praise God. Amen. Jesus come to save you from your sin. And take sin out of you. Praise God. Amen. Exodus 6:3, Missionary Velvet. What did the Bible say? Because I'm telling you, we need to know the name of the Lord. Holiness is what God loves. He loved holiness. Praise God.
It said, and I appear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But my name Jehovah was I not known to them.
Amen. A lot of people don't know God as being the true God. They don't know God that sent Jesus Christ into the world to be a Savior. But I'm going to let you know, you need to know the man. Amen. And you know the man through Jesus. Praise God. You know God through Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because Jesus is the way. Amen. I'm telling you, he's the way. Amen. We're going to pick up on another broadcast, praise God, because, amen, this is a powerful message. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Praise God. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, let them know that they may, that you see what they are going through. And Lord, you want to change their lives. Amen. And make a difference on the inside. Lord, go into the churches. Let the people know Jesus come to change their life and set them free so they can enjoy the blessings of God. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. The song said, God is a good God. He is a loving God. He's a kind God. He is a Savior. He's a deliverer. God is what you need him to be to you. All you hear the message that Ella Holmes preached and the prayer that he prayed, God is there for you. He can restore you, revive you. And if you believe that, you said, thank you, Jesus, I've been set free. So keep on standing in prayer and standing for the Lord. He will continue to mold you and make you to who you need to be. Though behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. And God loves you even more. He has a plan for you to prosper and have hope. Though through the fear of thinking of your prayers, the point of our ministry, continue to pray, we pray for you. Remember that God loves with everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself as we get ready to go into the jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with many activities on our website, Heaven Bound Train website. To the next broadcast, it's Chaplain William Holmes along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that,
if Jesus should come for you today,
will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You've been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.